Terrence O'Brien is stepping down as artistic director of the Putnam County-based Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival at the end of the year. In a press release, he says it has become clear to him that for the festival to move into the next stage of its growth, it will need someone at the helm who is not only a talented artistic leader, but can also make a substantial commitment to its fund, development, and long-range financial planning activities. Abigail Adams is managing director of the festival.
Well, of course we're going to miss Terry, but 27 years, he leaves an incredible legacy for us all. He made Shakespeare accessible to people who never thought they would love Shakespeare. And we've played, since under his stewardship, we've played to almost half a million people.
The Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival began in 1987 with an outdoor production of A Midsummer Night's Dream. It was performed at Manitoga, industrial designer Russell Wright's home in Garrison. O'Brien co-founded the festival with actress Melissa Stern. The festival then moved just a bit north on Route 90, also in Garrison, to a three-sided tent overlooking the Hudson River at Federal Period Boscobel House and Gardens. The festival has grown significantly ever since, along with the festival's fundraising needs. Again, here's Adams.
Well, and you know, an artistic director will be out and meeting with people and working with community partners and leveraging all sorts of angles. And, you know, we're committed to promoting the best Shakespeare out there. And, you know, we need somebody who is going to be a full-time artistic director out explaining our mission and working out there in the community to make everybody aware of what we do. And we are also committed to keeping Shakespeare accessible, our productions accessible, so fundraising is a key component to that.
She notes that O'Brien will stay on through December for the festival's holiday offerings, directing An Evening with Edgar Allan Poe and his adaptation of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, both inside the Boscobel Mansion. The festival's board of directors will form a committee to conduct a national search. O'Brien, in the release, says his passion is for directing and helping to evolve the work of actors and directors. And while he loves doing Shakespeare plays and is proud of what he has accomplished at the Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival, he says it is important that he also explore material that falls outside the scope of what the festival has traditionally presented. Asked whether she were surprised by O'Brien's decision to step down, Adams replies,
"You know, 27 years, that's an incredible tenure. I mean, that is not, you know, that's a long time at the Realm. And, you know, Terry's passion is the festival, and he wants to do what's right for the festival and what's right for him. So, you know, it doesn't mean he won't be involved."
O'Brien will retain the title of founding artistic director. The festival's 2014 season will mark the 450th anniversary of Shakespeare's birth. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.